Welcome to the Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls podcast, where we will be exploring what it means to heal from your past pain and programming so you can awaken to who it is that you truly are at the soul level. My name is Kara, and I am an intuitive energy healer, channel, and guide. I'm so excited to be on this journey with you as we activate our soul remembrance of what this human experience is all about and why you chose to be here at this time. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. I don't even know what episode I'm on at this point. I know I've been a little inconsistent with recordings and I do apologize for that. Things have just been really, really crazy. But here I am. So I want to share with everybody what I have been feeling around current energies. And this download, I guess you could call it, came in probably a few weeks ago. And I did a live video in my Facebook group, Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls. If any of you are not a member yet, feel free to join. I was going to try to take the audio from that and put it in here. I never did that, which is totally fine because now I have clarified the message even more, as often happens when I download information. So when the message came through, it originally came through around, you know, what is it going to take for us to take this leap? You know, we've been talking a lot about the Great Awakening, this ascension process. We've been talking about the shift from 3D to 5D. And a lot of that has really been kind of an unknown about what it would really look like. What would it really feel like? What would it take to really do it? Where are we at in the process? Like, how far along are we? How much farther do we have to go? And at this point, we have a lot of spiritual teachers, spiritual leaders talking about big solar flashes. And so if you're not really familiar, I'm not really familiar either. So take all of this information with a grain of salt. This is just bits and pieces I've learned from listening to other people. But my understanding is that our sun typically has a couple of solar flares maybe in a given year. And I think this year we're supposed to have like several hundred or something. So there's a lot of increased solar activity. Also, you'll hear people talk about like big geometric storms, which is, I believe, a result of these solar flares and just the energetic kind of blasts that it creates. And that energy is, of course, blasted onto the earth. And then we also have the Schumann resonance, which has been spiking and blacking out and things like that. So these are all scientific ways that we can kind of measure, you know, the energetics and the intensity of what's going on around us. And so many of us are sensitive to these, and, you know, so many people in the circles that I frequent, and, you know, when we're not feeling well or we're tired or we feel these, we might feel vertigo or, you know, crazy dreams or, you know, just these different, some people call them like ascension symptoms. I know what it feels like for myself in my body, but it's different for everybody. So for me, it usually feels like a really tight pressure is all around me. And it feels a little bit woozy almost. And then usually after a little while of feeling that way, I'll start to get kind of a dull headache. And sometimes I'll feel even slightly feverish, but I don't have a fever. And then, you know, a few hours later, I'll be fine. This is, you know, when I feel that way, I'll tell my husband, like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling ascension-y today. but everybody kind of feels it differently, and we can even feel it different from time to time. But we have been having an increase in these intense energies, and I shared, I believe it was in the last episode, how the intensity of the energies has been increasing in how often we get these intense energies. And now we're at this point where it's just a constant. I think that happened about the first of the year, somewhere around there. And so we have this constant intense energy, but now it's just raising in frequency. So when we get these blasts, I think, you know, there is a sudden increase in the intensity of the energy. So, and that will activate an energetic vibration frequency increase. And so then it's our job to acclimate to these increases. You know, our bodies are acclimating. I don't know if anyone else has been really feeling the urge to nourish your body more. I know I have. I've already been on two detoxes this year. And all of a sudden, I am, really focused on hydrating as much as possible and just getting as much rest as I can. And I really need to stay on my physical wellness game in order to be able to show up each day, it seems. But that and that's just part of it, right? And I feel like for me, it's showing up in the physical as where I need to kind of focus my energy because I've already done a lot of the emotional, mental work, like reprogramming my mindset, working through all of my, I shouldn't say all of my because for certainly I'm sure there's more that's there, but working through a lot of my traumas, core wounds, emotional, behavioral patterns, thought patterns, belief systems, worthiness, enoughness, all of those things. I've been working really, really, really hard on them. And I shared with you guys in one of the episodes in the beginning of the year that this is the year where we start to see those tangible results for that energetic work we've been doing. So I've been doing this energetic work for probably since my teens, if I'm being honest, but really very consciously and with an understanding of really what's at stake and what's going on just for the past few years. But this year, I do feel like we're going to start to see those tangible results. I also shared that I felt like the first couple months we'd still be doing some of that same work that we were doing last year. And I feel like that's absolutely been true with a caveat that the energies have intensified. So we've been doing it even more intensely than we were before. So where does that bring us? Well, the download that I received a few weeks ago around what it takes for us to shift, it's interesting because I actually feel at this point like many of us may have already done this, either to some extent or maybe even done it completely, and now it's just a matter of recalibrating our body. But what came through in the video that I did in my Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls group was around releasing fear. Working through our deep-seated fears and transmuting that low vibrational energy into deep, divine, and unconditional love. Now, first of all, I don't feel like as human beings, many of us really even know how to love unconditionally, or even what I really mean by this divine unconditional love. Because truly, it's so much more than just the love that we've come to understand as human beings. It really encompasses like fully honoring who we are as a soul being, as a light being, as a spiritual being, the totality of who we are, our oneness with God, and just the incredible high vibrational essence that can be felt when we really tap into the fullness of our power, that being that we are one with God. So I feel like these shifts that have to be made, what they basically come down to are in these difficult moments. So maybe we've already had these difficult moments, maybe we have yet to have more of them. I really don't know. I don't know how difficult it has to get, and I don't know how difficult it has to get for each one of us individually, right? So it might look different. I'll talk about that in a second. But what I feel like it's going to come down to for each one of us are these culminating moments, and there may be many, there may just be one big one, I don't know, and it may be different for everyone, where we have to dig so deep and ask ourselves, am I going to choose love or am I going to choose fear? And what that might actually feel like in the moment, or what's actually happening in that moment, is you're choosing, am I going to surrender to the remembering, to the acceptance, to the understanding, to the belief, to the embodiment of my connection with God, my oneness with the source, creator, the universe, whatever you want to call it, whatever your higher power definition is? Or am I going to choose separation? Am I going to choose fear, victimhood, not enoughness, not worthy, victim consciousness, right? That is ultimately what is at stake here, the battle, so to speak, between the light and the dark. The light being oneness, the dark being separation, because in our separation is all of our suffering, is all of our forgetting who we are, how powerful we are, what we have access to, all of those things. And so these moments could look very, very different, right? There's so many different ways. It could be losing a loved one. It could be being in a car accident. It could be losing a job, losing a house, all of these like really catastrophic things. And it can also be little things in our day-to-day lives too, arguments with our loved ones, arguments with our children, trying to control things, trying to make things work out the way that we want them to from an ego space, not from a soul space. These are all those moments where we get to make this choice. We get to look at things a certain way. We get to access a perspective that says, am I a creator, and am I one with the source creator? Therefore, I have access to the same abilities, in a sense, right? I don't know exactly, my awareness up to this point does not allow me to know exactly what the likeness or difference is. I just know that we are God. And we are an aspect of God. So I don't know exactly what that means when it's broken down. I'm just going to be honest about that. But I do know that we do have the same capabilities as far as creation, manifestation, being sovereign, right? But with the caveat that we, as this sovereign creator being, chose to live a life as a human being. And at least in the current state that we were born and incarnated, the human experience was a third dimensional, very low vibrational experience. Okay, so we can see how we can validate and honor our suffering, our sense of being a victim, our sense of being weak, our perception of not being enough or not being worthy or being treated in a bad way or being a victim of some kind. We can certainly honor that and validate those experiences, but we can also honor and validate that that was just a limited perspective of what we were experiencing, and from a much bigger perspective, if we were able to zoom out and see more of the picture, then we could see how what we thought was something that was happening to us was actually something that, from a divine perspective, one that we have forgotten, we ha may have in fact actually orchestrated this for our soul's growth and evolution. And again, I've said this before, I don't spend a lot of time trying to understand or justify that from the human perspective, because sometimes I just don't think we can. I just don't think that we can understand while we're here in these human bodies with these human minds and really justify and understand, why did I do that? Why did I think that was a good idea? I don't really think until we're like fully embodied in the fifth dimension, or we, pass on out of these human bodies and we're in our soul self, can we really understand the bigger picture and the magnitude of what our soul evolution means and what it looks like and what it needs to in order to evolve. I just don't spend a lot of time with that because I don't think that we can answer it, at least not from the consciousness that I personally am at this time and many other people are at. And then just to take that example and stretch it a little bit further, when I was saying, from that limited perspective, right, of when things are happening to us versus really being able to see the bigger picture. Another side of the coin there, when you're trying to think about things that way, is that not only are we the ones that really orchestrated the whole thing, but just as we are an aspect of God, we are also all aspects of each other. Right? If we are an aspect of God, so is everybody else. Everyone is one. We are all one. In fact, the totality of all that we are, in the totality, in addition to the totality of God's source creator, that is the one. That is the full essence of the creator. So not only did we orchestrate this for ourselves, when it may appear to our human perspective that things are happening to us that are outside of our control, but at the same time, it is also aspects of ourselves that are doing things to us. And again, I say this with so much love and compassion for wherever you are at on your journey and whatever, however much of that you can accept as truth. And it's perfectly fine if you cannot. If there are things that have happened to you that you have not been able to integrate and forgive yet, and you're just not in that place, that's totally fine. I totally honor you where you are. But I am here to share the message and to teach that Yes, in a sense, like you can at some stage after doing your inner work of releasing and untangling and breaking away from all of the energetic patterning, all of those energetic imprints, all of those experiences, and however they have programmed your brain, programmed your nervous system, when you go and do the work to release, heal, clear, alchemize, transmute, transcend, whatever it is that you chose to come here to experience, that is the journey. That is the process. That is the healing and the awakening journey that you came here to do. And so just know that it behooves you to at least be willing to work towards doing those things, right? But always honoring where we are at. However, with these intense energies coming in, it is going to become a now or never kind of thing. Not now or never in a fatalistic sense, but now or never as in it's not going to go away. And it's actually just going to get more intense and louder. And by it, I mean your traumas, your negative behavior patterns, your low vibrational emotions and thoughts and beliefs, limiting beliefs, those things that are not our soul truths, that are not in alignment with the totality of who we are, that are not a part of our soul blueprint. They may have been a part of our human blueprint, either the one that we came in this life with or the one that we knew was very likely going to be imprinted upon us with the choices that we made around who were our parents going to be and what kind of experiences were we going to have, right? But we came here knowing we were going to take those things on and with the hopes that at some point we would be drawn to this work and we would do our healing work. I say we, that is not the purpose for every human being on the planet, and it may not even be your purpose, but for those of us that identify as helpers, healers, empaths, starseeds, light workers, way showers, that is our purpose. We came here with that purpose. That's why we're drawn to the shadow work. That's why we're drawn to the inner healing work. That's why we're drawn to energy healing and all the spiritual stuff, because we came here with that soul mission, that purpose. So, going back to, where I was starting from, what these culminating moments and this choice point that we have of choosing oneness or separation. You also will hear it defined as love or fear. Love being oneness, fear being separation. All right, so I talk about it as fear and love, but really it can be perceived as many different things, right? It can be perceived as attachment or detachment. It can be perceived as hanging on to an old way of doing things and control, or letting go and releasing and surrendering, right? Those are the choices that we have. And in those choices, when we make the choice to do something different, to show up differently, a lot of the times these are going to be choices that we will have to make when a same old pattern is arising. And it might show up with a different face, but at the core of it, it's going to be the same energetic frequency. And honestly, at the very, 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 very core of it is most likely going to be resonating with some kind of fear. Fear that if that something bad is going to happen, I'm not going to survive. I'm not going to be loved. I'm not going to be enough. I'm not going to have what I need. I'm not going to be accepted, right? Some sort of fear. And that is in part just because we are essentially breaking free of this matrix that has held us into place as human beings and kept us stuck, kept us small, kept us afraid of being our full selves, of reaching for our power, of acknowledging who we are, of experimenting with energy, of being spiritual. In the past, we had legitimate reasons to fear those things because the ramifications could have been death, right? Or ostracized, being ostracized. And now we still experience that in a lot of ways. It's still, people use the term woo-woo, or you can't really just talk about this kind of stuff anywhere. I mean, you can, but there could be potential for a lot of backlash, for people to laugh at you, pick on you, say it's not real, right? Anyways, I could go on and on about that, but I won't. But anyways, my point of just bringing that up is that, in this day, we have to really purposefully and consciously step back into this role as in accepting the full power of who we are as creators, as a soul being, as something that is beyond this human body, because our everyday language and our everyday circumstances and circles of people that we will find ourselves in are not necessarily going to be open to these kinds of discussions as the same as talking about the weather. Some circles you might be able to do that, but not as openly, not as freely, not as socially acceptable, right? And yet, this is the essence of who we are, and it's been denied to us. And so we are breaking through this matrix. We are breaking through what has been used to keep us in this matrix, and that has been primarily fear. So that's why most of what we will have to break through in order to make these shifts into these higher dimensions, these higher timelines that are accessible to us, especially when we have big energetic experiences and solar flashes and Schumann resonance spikes and all of these things. When these things happen, we have it's almost like it electrifies us and gives us the power to create these shifts. But what we will have to do to create them is to break through some sort of pattern, fear, something that has been deeply lodged within us, deeply programmed within us. And it might feel like a death of some kind. It can feel like an ego death. It could even feel like a physical death. But what I want you to all understand is that what you're actually experiencing. This life, this whole human life is an illusion. It's almost like we are in the dream. We are the dreamers in the dream. And we can wake up from this dream. And when we wake up from the dream, we'll realize that it was all just a dream and that what we were so afraid of was never real in the first place. That's really hard to comprehend from the human level. Especially when, we might be moms or dads, we have children, we have, all of these things that we think that we need in order to be okay. But I guess you get to live your life that way if you want to, or you can start reconnecting to the remembrance that you are so much more, that death is just an illusion, that this is just one teeny tiny blip of your whole experience, your eternal experience as a soul, right? So when we think of it that way, we can start to see how small we've been showing up, right? And yeah, we can honor that, from the human perspective, it is quite a different experience. But just to start to play with those ideas, to start to try to like pull ourselves out a little bit more, wiggle ourselves a little more loose from the tight grip the matrix has on us that just keeps us so afraid of so many things. Okay. And so, another thing that I just want to mention that is happening is this divide between the 3D and the 5D perspectives, the 3D and the 5D experiences, those that are on the path of the healing and the awakening and are consciously, mostly consciously, I suppose some people could unconsciously be moving towards this, but they would at the very least be consciously be moving more towards a life where they value and focus on, love and healing and doing the inner work so that they can show up more powerfully, more in alignment. But they may not necessarily be conscious that they're doing it so that they can activate the fifth dimension, right? But, we're going to be noticing, and this is already happening, and we're going to be noticing it more and more because as this is happening, we're going to start noticing. Again, with this being the year of tangible shifts of whatever we're energetically vibrating at, obviously we would also start to see the negative aspects and positive aspects of that. So those that are still vibrating with fear and victimhood and all of the negative emotions, blame, guilt, unworthiness, not enoughness, and I mean those that are really stuck in it, right? They're stuck in it. And they see themselves as a victim to it, and they're not doing any of the energetic work to try to understand why they might feel that way or to try to climb out of that, right? They're deeply entrenched in it, and they're most likely unconscious to the fact that they have any ability at all to see the world in a different way, see themselves in a different way. And that energy that's vibrating within people is going to also be manifesting out externally. And so we're going to start seeing this energetic divide that's already been happening. We're going to start seeing it more tangibly. And so an example of that is you might be able to see that on social media. You know, when things happen in the world, how are people responding? I just saw a post from somebody. I don't even know how I know her. I think she maybe went to the coaching school that I went to or something. And she posted about her mother and how her mother had actually died in Ukraine from lack of power because of what's been happening over there. Lack of power and heat, I believe, in the homeless shelter that she was staying at because her home had been destroyed. Pretty intense, right? And certainly one of those situations that could dramatically pull you out of any kind of fifth dimensional vibration that you might have been achieving and could very easily put you in a place of anger, rage, frustration, helplessness, hopelessness, victimhood, right? But she put up this incredible post about how she was not going to let that fill her heart with hatred, how she was still going to do nothing but sending love to the Russian soldiers, to the whole situation, to everything going on. That is an example of somebody that is very, very much, I want to say anchored in the fifth dimension, although I don't know if technically any of us are anchored in it, but certainly on our way to it, right? Certainly vibrating with that fifth dimensional, universal, divine love frequency that is available to us more often and much more often than not. To be able to access that in such a intense, traumatic, personally life-changing situation as that, right? We may not all be there yet, but that is a perfect example. And I get it. Like some people will say like, oh, well, you know, we're never going to change everything if we just send love to our enemies or we just send love to those that are doing something wrong. But again, I just want to encourage all of you to remember that there is never one truth, right? So we can see what's happening in such a situation as that and very easily judge many different aspects of it. That's easy to do. What's not easy to do is to see those Russian soldiers as individuals, as young men and women that are just making a choice to defend their country, and this is the situation that they got sent into. It takes a lot more to maybe get to know one of those people. I don't know how we would do that anyways, but, you know, get to know one of those people to actually know their life story, to understand how they got into the situation to begin with, to really understand the leaders on both sides and what are their motivations, what's behind the scenes. We don't know. We don't know most of that, and we could pretend like we do, but we really don't. And I also think, as I said, there's many layers to it, right? There might be one thread of truth where, yeah, it's really, really cruel what's happening over there. And then there's another layer of truth where maybe it's justified for some crazy reason that we don't know about. We just don't know. We don't know all of the layers. So, but we can also have compassion for what's happening. We can have compassion and we can hold the love frequency and we can still send that love in such a dire situation. That is an example of somebody of the divide, right? Whether somebody sees what's happening in the world or sees what's happening in their own life and immediately goes to fear, anger, rage, guilt, blame, victimhood, right? Or can they reach for love, understanding, compassion, forgiveness. And I say reach for, right? Because it doesn't necessarily mean we can achieve those feelings right in that moment, because that might be very difficult and challenging. But can we at least, you know, hold space for that to come versus reacting and going to those negative spaces? And it's okay for us to fluctuate back and forth, right? But how aware can we be, right? How conscious can we be of what we're choosing, of where we're choosing to go, how we're choosing to see something? These are very challenging concepts and in very challenging times, but this is the work that we came here to do. Many of us hold the coding to remember what this is truly all about, and it's so much more than just what's happening on the ground. Can we remember that? Can we pull back? Okay. I just wanted to mention that as well. I apologize for my deep voice. I've been fighting a cold. Well, I think I shouldn't even say fighting a cold. I've had been having a cold. And I wanted to finish up this recording, and I'm actually more sick than I was when I started the recording. So if you notice a change in my voice, that's why. But that being said, I think that's everything I wanted to share for this episode. I hope that this serves you well, and I am sending all of you so much love, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.